Freak. All right, everybody, welcome into episode 97 of Feel Good Friday, episode 97. That's episode, that's EP.97, LFG, FGF. What the fuck? Holy hell, we're at 97. This is crazy. Look at us. We're here. I know we're here, you know, or saying it's usually this type of excitement is reserved for a milestone episode. Like, let's say, oh, I don't know, episode 100, which is right around the corner. It's coming really soon. I'll tell you what else is coming really soon. Me, I get laid so much, so I'm just coming all the time. I'm just kidding. I'm a virgin. I'm also, you know, I have a kid, so I'm obviously not a virgin, even though I guess you could. Well, I guess you could adopt or you could donate sperm. So I could still be a virgin with a kid, but I'm not a virgin. I've had sex. I'm really good at it too. Like that's, I would say good is actually underselling it. I would say great. That's just what women tell me. Like after we're done, they're like, oh my God, you were so great at that. And, I go, I know. And they're like, everything else after you is going to be a downgrade. So don't freak out if I'm hitting you up when I break up with my boyfriend. And I'm like, you have a boyfriend? And then the boyfriend shows up and he's ex-military. And he sees me with my now soft penis with some dry jizz like all over it. And he's like, what the fuck? Who is this? And then I'm like, I'm from Amazon. My uniform got caught on the door. And then he's like, well, why do you have dry cum? And I was like, I was jerking off in the truck. And then he comes at me, not like the way I just came, but like aggressively, like physically he's trying to attack me. And I somehow, by some miracle, I do a perfect somersault and I get out of the way and I have to book it towards the door. And then she's got a dog for some reason. She's got a little toy breed. It's like a Chihuahua or a Pomeranian or some shit. And it starts nipping at my ankles. And I'm like, this adrenaline is kicking in. So I just, I fucking punt the dog. I didn't know the fucking patio door was open, but it was. Dog off the balcony. It survived. Don't worry. Like, this isn't that morbid of a story, but that dog took flight and it was not expecting it. Needless to say, won't be nipping at my ankles anymore, but it's fine. The dog lived. Anyway, get rid of the dog. The guy is semi-distracted by how amazing it was that I got out of his way. He's like, whoa, is that Spider-Man or is that just some fat white guy with a beard and a small dick? And the girl's like, it's Amazon, Spider-Man, I don't know. And he's like, I'll deal with you later. And then I hear that and I'm like, that sounds aggressive too. That sounds violent. So I turn around and then I'm like ready to like stand up for her. And then I see the ex-boyfriend or the boyfriend, whatever it is, walk out of the room. I don't know the situation at this point. She said ex, but they're still living together. And then he walks out of the room and I see him in the light and he is just really, really jacked. He's really toned and he looks scary. So I was about to stand up for this woman and be like, don't you lay a finger on her. But when I saw him in the light, I was just like, I gotta go. And I ran towards the door and the door won't open. I'm like, what the fuck? Why won't this door open? And I just hear steps like the T-Rex from fucking Jurassic Park. I look over and there's like bottled water on the counter and it's like, you know, rippling like in Jurassic Park. And I'm like, I'm gonna die. This time I'm gonna die. Just naked with some dry cum on my dick. And, eventually I look up and it's like the lock is one of those old slidey locks that's, you know, above the doorknob and I have to slide that over and I finally get out and I'm running naked down the hallway. It's like American Psycho. And, I think I'm in the clear, right? I'm like, all right, this is good. This is fine. I'm all right. I'm going to get out of here. Yeah. I have to get my clothes and I have to get a new phone and wallet and keys for my car. I'm hoping, you know, that goes a lot smoother than I anticipate, but you never know. And then I'm like, wait a second, I'm still in the moment because I look back and he's chasing me. I'm like, oh fuck, he's chasing me down the hall. Like, just let me leave, man. I'm naked and I'm, you know, you lost. Go sort things out with your girlfriend. It seems like you two have a lot to talk about. What is beating me up gonna do for you, you know? So I book it and elevator door is closing and I see that. And I'm like, all right, super speed. So I think to myself, I have a deep thought. I'm like, be Captain America. Because I remember one time when I was younger, I got new gym shoes and I had just seen the new Captain America and he was running really fast. And I put on my new gym shoes and I went for a run. And I was like, I don't know if it was the new gym shoes or just seeing Captain America, but I was inspired to run really fast. And so whenever I run fast now, I think of Captain America, like what would he do? I could do this all day. And I run really fast. So I think Captain America, and I book it towards the door, and the door is closing, and there's someone in the elevator too. It's this poor old woman who like sees me running at her naked, probably terrified, I would assume. Terrified or maybe turned on, I don't know. Either way, that could go either way. And so she sees me running. She's like hitting the button to close the door, but it's not going fast enough. I jump, like I make a long jump, and then I turn midair to like, kind of make sure I can make the gap. And I get in my dick, like, well, dick and balls at all. The whole package slams off the door as it's closed. It doesn't get stuck in the door because that would, it'd be gone. But it slams off the door, so that really hurts. I don't land on my feet because the whole dick and balls slapping against the elevator door has really fucked me up. So I fall to the ground, but the door closes and the elevator starts moving. And I'm like, all right, I'm good. And the old lady's like, please don't hurt me. I'm like, I'm not gonna hurt you. You know what? You're actually pretty good looking. And she's like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah. But I look down, my like everything is swelling because it was a really, I whacked it really hard. And not like jerked off, like when I jumped into the elevator and hit it off the door, I whacked it really hard. So everything's swollen. I was like, you know what? Rain check, baby, because I got a situation down here and I actually got a situation going on in general. I might get killed today. And she's like, oh, that sounds exciting. And I'm like, you're goddamn right it is, baby. And then I look down and her boobs are actually sagging out of her shirt. I see the end of her boobs at the bottom of her shirt. I'm like, yeah, definitely rain check. Definitely rain check. I might, because in my mind, I'm like, even I have limits. You know what I mean? Even I have my lines that I do not cross, and those are a little low for me. That's the initial. But I want to be nice too. I don't want to be like, actually, you know what? It's not going to happen, Margaret, because I can't do that. But I say rain check. Never, it's not going to happen. But also, I don't have my phone. I can't exchange contact info. So no worries. She probably won't remember me. Elevator door opens and I like kind of sneak out to the lobby. I'm looking around, making sure he's not there. He's not there. And I get outside and I hear, hey, Joe. And I look up and it's the girl. And the girl that I, was giving the best sex of her life to. And she goes, here. And she throws all my stuff out the window. And not in an aggressive way, like when people break up and they're like, take your shit. No, she was like, here's your stuff. You don't have to start anew. She throws it all out. So I'm getting dressed on the sidewalk. Again, hoping, people are watching, but how could they not? I'm a Greek god, even though I'm not Greek, but you know what I mean. Just the body of one. And I think it might be the charm. I think the charm tricks people into thinking I have a nice body, and that is what it is. I don't blame you. Everyone falls for it. And then I take off my shirt and they're like, what? So that's happening. And I'm just looking around and making sure the guy isn't there. And finally, I get all my shit together and he's not there. And I get in my car, my little Kia Rio, and I drive home. And I'm like, wow, what a day. I put on Ice Cube. Today was a good day. And that's how I end my day. So. Anyway, episode 97, gonna be a lot of fun, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I got a lot to talk about. Yes, I know we just talked about the Emmys and the Golden Globes, but the Oscar nominations have come out, and people, there's some controversy, and I watched the film that the controversy is about. The film itself is not controversial, but the Oscar choices are causing, it's a stir up, you know what I mean? That pot be stirring. because of the choices, the nominations, and the snubs. So we're going to talk about that. We are going to talk about football. And we are BR. That was the slogan of my high school, Brother Rice. Because Brother at BR, so we are BR. It's actually pretty clever. It's a nice use of the abbreviations and whatnot. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Kevin Durant, we're going to talk about him because he said some shit. And we're going to talk about, I don't know what else. Those are three things that I know for sure we're talking about. Or two things. No, three things. Yeah, three. I know how to count. Don't judge me. And it's going to be fun. So y'all stay tuned. We're going to play that intro music. We'll be right back. And I have nothing else to say. I should have just ended it with the we'll be right back, but I didn't. I'm still talking. I'm going to stop. All right, everybody, we are back with Feel Good Friday, episode 97, FGF, LFG, let's go. Let's go. That was supposed to be, Tom DeLonge from Blink-182, let's go, don't wait, this night's almost over, honest, let's make, this night lasts forever. It's an old song. You know that song, right? Or maybe you don't. I don't fucking know who you are. Maybe you don't know it. Maybe you don't listen to Blink-182, dork. Anyway, before we move on to the next category, which I believe that's how you pronounce it, I wanted to send some flowers. That's right. Your boy is sending flowers. Call me the florist, because I'm sending flowers. And you know who I'm sending those flowers to? Well, little old me. That's right. I'm sending flowers to myself. I'm being a selfish little gentleman I am. I'm being a selfish stinker right here. Oh, yeah, it's true. But I'm sending me those flowers, and hopefully they're lilies. I like the way lilies smell. Some people say lilies smell like death because they're always in funerals, but I like the smell. I think it's fresh. It's nice. But if it smells like death, then it smells like death. Personally, I've gotten whiffs of my ball sack before and taint. Like if I'm sitting crisscross applesauce as a 30-year-old man eating my dinner on the floor, it happens. But if I'm just wearing my boxers, because, end of the night, I'm about to go to sleep, but I'm having my little snacky at the end of the night, and then I sit like that, sometimes I catch a whiff. And personally, I think that smells like death. And I wish, if a woman goes down there, God bless her. Honestly, God help her, because if I haven't showered, before she goes, good luck. Good luck. It's bad. It's bad down there. But that was obviously all a lie. My balls smell great. That was also a lie. Anyway, whatever flowers I send myself, we'll figure that out in post. It's because that story that I said in the intro, aka the opening segment, whatever you want to call it, either one's fine. I don't mind. That was off the top of my head. That's right. That was complete storytelling improv. And I think it was a damn good story. I think it was compelling. I think people were on the edge of their seats, white-knuckling their steering wheels if they're listening to this in the car. It was a very intense story, and it was not true, obviously, unfortunately, but it was good. And I made it up every sentence. I did not know what I was going to say next. And then my mind was like, here you go. And my mouth was like, bruh, So that's bruh's how it sounded in the moment. But yeah, I don't know. I think I deserve some award, like best storytelling dude or funniest guy in the universe. Best guy with charm and humor. Hung like a moose, but also funny. Whatever the award, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out before anything is engraved. Anyway, speaking of awards, though, we are going to move on to our next category, the Oscars. The Oscars are coming up, baby. Now, we talked about the Emmys on the last episode. We talked about the Golden Globes on the last episode. those double G titties everyone's going so crazy about. Now, the Emmys is strictly TV, and Golden Globes is film and TV. The Oscars is strictly film. They don't play, the Oscars, they don't take place till March 10th. I think it's the 96th Academy Awards. By the way, you can call it either one, Oscars or Academy Awards. It's the same thing. But yeah, March 10th, 2024 is when the Oscars is happening. However, they have released the nominations. I apologize. Now, this is why I can't host the Oscars. Also because I'm not famous at all, but because, you know, your boy might burp on stage. It might be a really important... What if it's during the in memoriam part? That'd be really sad. If it was like Betty White, and then it was like, ugh, you just heard that from the, like, because I had a hot mic, you know? Just another reason I can't host the Oscars. But you know what? I don't want to anyway. So if they come knocking, I'm not opening that door. Okay, I'm absolutely opening that door. I saw what happened to Joe Coy. I don't care. I don't, if anything, I'm going to learn from it. So no jokes about Barbie's boobs, which we talked about it. Anyway, let's go through these nommies, because the Oscars, they're the big kahuna. They're the big kahuna, baby. The big kahuna. I'm kind of sounding like Trump right now. I'm not intending to, but sometimes when I start talking, there's a little bit of Trump in my voice, and I don't know why. I don't know if that's a good sign. See, it almost sounded right. I don't know if that's a good sign. But we're talking about the Oscars. It's going to be a great show. We got Barbie. We got Oppenheimer. Personally, I was a fan of the Holdovers. Paul Giamatti, him and I, we go way back. Everyone knows it. Also, for Barbie, I was the inspiration for Ken. Built like a Greek god. Very handsome. Very handsome. But also sensitive. I am a very sensitive man. Everyone knows it. I gotta break that off before I start talking like that normally. I can't imagine like just going to the whistle and being like, let me get a Coors Light. Actually make it a bucket. Waitress would be like, what the fuck? So I'm gonna stop myself from talking like Trump. Let's go through some categories, the nominations. We're not gonna go through every category. I apologize to the categories I do not mention. But if I'm being totally honest with you, there's just some categories I really don't give a shit about. And I apologize. I know you worked hard to get there, and it's going to be a special night for you if you win. It's probably a special night even if you're nominated. But there's just categories that do not interest me, and I'm sure I'm not in the minority here when I say that. So let's start off with some writing. You guys want to talk about writing? We'll go original screenplay first. The nominees for writing original screenplay: Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Maestro. Maestro. I struggle when I say that because my mind wants to call it Maestro, but it's Maestro. So I'm going to have to really rein that in because my mind is like M-A-E-S-T-R-O. It's Maestro, but I believe it's pronounced Maestro. May, December, Past Lives. I've heard of The Holdovers. I've heard of Maestro. Did I just say it wrong? I was just fucking talking about it. Maestro. I apologize. I've heard of Maestro because it's got Bradley Cooper in it, B. Coops. I've not heard of Anatomy of a Fall. I've not heard of May, December. I've not heard of Past Lives. My Oscar knowledge is not where it once was. It used to be way better. I used to go, like, try to see Oscar movies in theaters. And if I couldn't find them in theaters, I would wait till DVD and I would get them right away. Like, I even watched, like, The King's Speech, which won Best Picture. And it was a fine flick, but, like, what am I doing watching this movie? This is not a Joe Kruger movie. I do remember one scene, Colin Firth, in order to get over his stutter, he just started cursing and it was helping him. And he was like, fuck, shit, cunt. And I was like, this is great. Now, this is good. Why can't the whole movie be like this? And then it went back to its normal, boring shit. Anyway. Writing adapted screenplay. Now, this is not original, this is adapted. That's why they're two separate categories, okay? Adapted screenplay: American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest. Again, Obviously, I've heard of Barbie, heard of Oppenheimer. I've heard of Poor Things. I really do want to see that, although I'm not finding it anywhere. It's not even available to rent or buy on Roku yet. I checked. American Fiction I've heard of because Bill Simmons had the director on and talked about that. So I know what that is. I've seen some trailers for it. It looks pretty funny. It looks like a good movie. The Zone of Interest. Saw one trailer for it. I think it's some Nazi movie. I'm not interested. Nazi movies that like aren't like Fury, where it's just a badass Nazi movie, or Inglourious Basterds, obviously, or I think there was one called like Sisu that came out recently. That's another badass, like, let's kill some Nazis. If it's not a movie like that, if it's some depressing shit, I don't want to see it. Like, today, Joe, in this day and age, if the King's Speech came out, I wouldn't give a shit. I wouldn't try to go see it. I was really big into that kind of stuff back then, and I would really try to see it. And maybe, you know, maybe I should be. Maybe that would make me more educated or something. I don't know. But honestly, I just don't have the time anymore. So, like, it took me the whole summer and then some of spring and some of fall to watch Succession. It, you know, I haven't even started Killers of the Flower Moon yet, but I imagine it's going to take me a long time. So I just don't have time for all this shit anymore. So let's go to music. Original score. American Fiction, another NAMI. Killers of the Flower Moon. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Indy, getting a nomination. How about that? Harrison Ford, you dog. The Dial of Destiny. Oppenheimer and then Poor Things. Poor Things is underrated. Killing it. Definitely gotta see that. Emma Stone looks great in it. Music, original song. So this is not song. I'm sorry, this is song. This is not score. This is song. It's two separate things. That's why they're two separate categories. Okay? All right, good. Glad we're on the same page. Okay. Nominees are The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot, the movie about the fucking Cheetos? Damn, that got a nomination? That must be a good song. I saw that trailer. I thought that was going to be just like a straight-to-DVD type of thing. It's directed by Eva Longoria, who is my childhood crush. Her and Sofia Vergara growing up. And, like, don't get me wrong. I say childhood crush like I grew out of it. No. If Eva Longoria and Sofia Vergara came up to me in, like, the bar or even at work and they were like, hey, Joe, we want to make a sandwich with you. And I'm like, well, do you want peanut butter or jelly? And they're like, no. We want to physically sandwich you in between our amazing bodies. And Sofia Vergara would be like, yes, I want to feel your chest on my chest. We could rub nipples together or something like that. And I'd be like, oh, well, this is a surprise. But yeah, okay, sounds good. Where do I sign? And then, like, Eva Longoria would be like, in my mouth, or, you know, something hot. She'd probably, in my mouth, yeah. It's a nice fantasy. I remember the first, like, hot magazine I got was Maxim, and it was the Eva Longoria issue, and, man, I came a lot to that thing. Anyway, The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot. Good for you, Flamin' Hot. You got a NAMI. I'm Just Ken from Barbie. It Never Went Away from American Symphony. Not American Fiction. I don't know what American Symphony is. Was Ozzie, a song for my people from Killers of the Flower Moon. And What Was I Made For from Barbie. That's by Billie Eilish. And I think that one is going to win. Although it should be I'm Just Ken. Maybe that makes me a misogynist. Maybe that makes me a pig for thinking it should be I'm Just Ken. But man, the feels I felt. I'll tell ya. Let's go on to, let's do directing. Why not? Directing, Justine Triet, Anatomy of a Fall. Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon. Is it Scorsese or Scorsese? I don't know. I've heard it go both ways. And personally, I do not know him, so he cannot clarify. I think I usually say Martin Scorsese, so I don't know why I switched it up right now. Maybe I'm nervous. You guys are getting me nervous. I got a boner. Because I'm still thinking about getting sandwiched by Eva Longoria and Sofia Vergara. Killers of the Flower Moon. Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer. Yorgos Lanthimos. That's a fun name. For Poor Things. Then Jonathan Glazer for The Zone of Interest. Jonathan Glazer. Really cool name. I feel like anything like Azer is like Glazer. laser, like, it sounds cool. Most of the time. I don't know. But I believe Nolan is going to win this. I could be wrong, but I think he's the favy. So we'll see. Animated feature film. Let's go with The Boy and the Heron, which I think won the Golden Globe. I've never fucking heard of it. I don't see it on any streaming service, so I don't know what it is, but it won the Golden Globe, so it might be... I don't know how often that correlates, winning the Golden Globe to winning the Oscar, because I think, like, Johnny Depp won a Golden Globe for The Tourist, which was not that great of a movie, but it... I don't know. I don't know the correlation. Maybe that's something I could research and tell you about later, but... Anyway, The Boy and the Heron. And then Elemental. I'll tell you what, Finn is going to be pissed if Elemental does not win. That is one of his favorite movies, because... And I know it's one of his favorite movies because we watched it about 50 fucking times this year. Ever since it hit Disney Plus, he's been all about it. Nimona, never heard of it. Robot Dreams, never. Sounds like a porno, if I'm being honest. Sounds like a porno where a guy just has sex with a bunch of sex robots and, you know, I don't know. Maybe it could be a porno horror movie. He has sex with a bunch of robots and he like comes in them and then they become alive, and it's like Terminator, but porn, you know? Sperminator? Yeah. I love being me. Call me Lightning McQueen, because I love being me. And then finally, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Now, that one, I can vouch for. Fantastic film. Deserves the props that it gets. Let's go into the bigger ones now. We're going into the bigger ones. Actress in a supporting role. Emily... Pass that blunt. Emily, yeah, because the last name is Blunt. Emily, pass that blunt for Oppenheimer. This Kush is bomb, yo. Two weed jokes and one nomination. That's pretty cool. That's unprecedented, honestly, if you ask me, but you're not asking me. Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple. America Ferrera for Barbie. Am I a piece of shit for saying it like that? It's just such a fun name. America Ferrera. I'm going to move on before I get canceled again. Jodie Foster for Niad and Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers. Now, she won the Golden Globe. We will see if she wins the Oscar. Hope she does. I thought she was great in it, but we'll see. Actor in a supporting role. You got Sterling K. Brown, who I think Sterling K. Brown is one of the coolest dudes ever. He's got a cool looking, you know, vibe or whatever. He looks cool. He sounds cool. He's got a cool name. He's funny. He can be serious. Like, he's great. He's great. I don't have a man crush on him, but he's great. I might have a man crush on him. It's all right. You got Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon. The man still getting those Oscar noms at however old he is. Maybe this was a thin category. Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. I believe he's the favy. But, you know, not sure because, I don't know, because I'm not sure. So get over it, you know. But that'd be cool if Downey won. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Iron Man getting that Oscar. That'd be cool. That'd be really cool. Ryan Gosling, the Goss for Barbie. This one caused a lot of controversy. We'll get to that later. And then Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. Yeah, so again, I think the favorite is RDJ, but it might be RDN, Robert De Niro, but probably not. I think that they might have thrown him there as like kind of a respect thing, like this Robert De Niro, he was solid, let's nominate him. He's not going to get it, but you know what I mean? I would be stoked if Ryan Gosling got it. I'd be fucking stoked. That'd be wild. That'd be a top moment of 2024, in my opinion. Actress in a leading role, Annette Bening. For Niad, or it might be Niad, I don't know. I've never heard of it. I haven't seen anything for it. So, Niad or Niad, whatever it is, you got the nomination. Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall. Carey Mulligan for Maestro. I said it right that time. Suck my ass. Emma Stone for Poor Things. Now, I think Emma Stone and Lily Gladstone both won Golden Globes. They're in the two separate categories, and they both won it. So, they're probably the two favorites. The Stones might win that Oscar. One of the Stones. Stone squared. Let's get stoned at the Oscars. That should be a sign. Kind of wish Oscars had signs, like old WWF stuff, but I don't know. I haven't seen either of those films, so I don't have a full opinion. Notice how there's no Margot Robbie in there, though. We'll get to that later. We'll get to it later. Actor in a leading role. My man Bradley Cooper, B. Coops, from Maestro. Maestro. Damn it. Fuck. I just fucking had it. Fuck. Bradley Cooper for Maestro. Coleman Domingo, another cool name for Rustin. Also, his drip at the Golden Globes. My man's got drip. He doesn't have drip. He has a leak. You know what I mean? My man's dripping. He's dripping. Then you got Paul Giamatti, quite the opposite in terms of drip. Not a lot of drip going on, but he's probably the favorite. Doesn't matter how much drip you got, just matters how well you can act. It's the whole point of this thing. Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. We'll see. We'll see. Let's go to the big one. And for this big one, I'm going to do my Oscar voice. So, prepare yourselves, ladies. You might want to bring a spare pair of panties because I'm about to soak those bad boys. Here we go. The nominees for Best Picture: American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, kind of sound like Batman, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, I Said It Right, hell yeah, fuck, shouldn't have done that, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest. And those are your 2024 Oscar nommies. Oscar nom kind of sounds like Nostradamus. I don't know if there's a connection I can make there, but Oscar nommies, Nostradamus. I wonder if Nostradamus is like a little nickname for him. It doesn't shorten it by that much, but sounds cute. Well, Dami, what's up? That's too close to Jeffrey Dahmer. Anyway, there are some snubs. There are some snubs. Let me get my snubs out of the way. I think Dominic Sessa, who played Angus in The Holdovers, I think he should have been nominated for Best Supporting Actor or Actor in a Supporting Role, whatever the fuck. I think he got snubbed. And I think Saltburn, as an entirety, got snubbed. But that's okay. Snubs happen. I'm used to it. Straight Outta Compton didn't get anything. Freddy vs. Jason didn't get anything. It's okay. We move on. However, there are some people that are not moving on, and that is the people that are upset about Barbie. Now, it should be noted, Barbie was not completely snubbed like some films have been in the past. Barbie got a lot of attention this year. I think it made the most money. It got recognized at the Golden Globes for some award that's like a public reaching people, I don't know, some shit like that. With all due respect, I just don't remember it. I apologize. But even at the Oscars, Best Supporting Actress, Best Original Song, Best Writing, Best Supporting Actor, and there's probably more. There's probably some more in the categories that I just didn't look at because, again, I don't care. But people are upset that Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig did not get nominated. I get it. I get why you're upset. Like I said, I was just upset about the kid from The Holdovers not getting nominated. Kid who played Angus, and then I was upset that Saltburn didn't get anything. Barry Keoghan. I think that's how you say it. It's like key. It's like key. It's like Keoghan. So Keegan. Keoghan. Either way, homeboy fucked a grave in the pouring rain. And you saw the whole, like, you didn't see, like, his hard dick going into the dirt. You kind of did. Maybe if you look close enough, but, like, you see him fully clothed go to the grave, and this is a one-shot thing. He goes to the grave and he's like crying, and then slowly but surely he starts taking off his clothes. I'm like, what is happening? And then he starts thrusting. I'm like, that dude is fucking a grave. And he's licking cum out of bathtubs and dancing around naked with his huge hog just swinging. Just fucking swinging, dude. And it was soft and it was bigger than mine hard. Maybe. I'm just kidding. Mine's huge. There's no way it was bigger. Anyway, those are my snubs. But let's get back to it. Snubs happen. Snubs happen. There's a possibility that the category of actor in a supporting role was a lot thinner Then then best director and best actress in a leading role. Should be noted that I thought Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig did great jobs, but I'm not overly like, again, maybe I'm not a woman, so I don't get it, but like, I'm not overly upset by this. Like, snubs happen. They do happen. As long as you know they were great, and most of the public knows they were great, it's all right. Personally, I don't think Barbie should have been nominated for that much. I thought it was a fantastic movie. I thought it sent an important message. But like overall, it felt more like a movie than a film, if that makes sense. Like Guardians of the Galaxy 3 was a fantastic movie, and I got emotional during that, and I laughed during that, and I felt during that, and it was aesthetically pleasing, and the acting was fine, and whatever. And that didn't get nominated, and I think Barbie got pushed towards the nomination because it sent the message of how hard women have it. The thing is, though, you're not changing anyone with that movie. Personally, I think people should see that movie if they haven't seen that movie. I think it's a great movie. I think it's a good time. Sends a good message, all that stuff, and Ryan Gosling is amazing. But let's take someone like Uncle Bud, Not Uncle Buck, because Uncle Buck reminds me of John Candy, and I feel like he's a good guy. But Uncle Bud, it sounds a little more racist anyway. If his niece came up to him and was like, "Uncle Bud, do you want to watch Barbie?" He'd be like, "Barbie, hell no, get the fuck out of here with that shit. I'm not watching that stupid gay shit." Like, that's what Uncle Bud would say. So you're probably not even going to get him to watch it in the first place, so your message won't hit the people that need it the most, the people that really need to change. However, even if they did watch it, they're not going to watch it. They're not going to like sit there during America Ferrera's fantastic monologue, very powerful monologue about why women have it so hard. He's not going to watch that and be like, "You know what? That America Ferrera right there, she's right. She's right. Women have had it so hard. I can't believe I'm just noticing. Jesus, we need to change our ways, people. We need to start treating women better." No, they're not going to do that. And that's a sad reality. It's a harsh reality, but it is the reality. Shit like Barbie movie just gets the bigots and the real misogynists. I joke sometimes. I really genuinely do not believe I'm misogynistic or racist or anything like that. Yes, I make jokes, but like when it comes down to it, I truly do not feel like I'm one of those people. But there are people that are like that, just dog shit people. Racist, bigots, all that stuff. The people who get upset when they see Taylor Swift on an NFL game. The people who are upset when Disney, a mostly brand for kids, put a black girl as Ariel in The Little Mermaid. Like those people who were like genuinely upset at those things and now are probably genuinely upset when they watch Barbie because they're like, they're just pushing this feminist agenda on us. They want us to watch Barbie and watch the WNBA. I don't give a shit. What, like, dude, you don't have to do those things. You should, but you don't have to. So I'm just saying that Barbie movie, it's powerful, but it's not changing anything. You know what I mean? And that's not to say like these other movies are changing shit, but I think like the reason Barbie got pushed so much, like, yeah, it was funny and it was a beautiful film and all like all this, but I think a big reason is like because it's like this very powerful women movement, and I think that's why I got a lot of the attention that it did, and I think that's why I got its way into the Oscars. Like, if it hadn't had that monologue from America Ferrera, there's a chance that it might not. But that monologue was so good and so powerful, and I'm on record. I have Facebook statuses to prove it. I have thought that women have had it harder than men for years. I would take being a man over a woman 7 days out of the week and twice on Sunday because I know it's easier. Women have these impossible standards set by social media that they will never reach because there's always some new norm and there's always something changing. Like there's always some new trend and they have an expensive lifestyle because they have to buy bras. Bras are fucking expensive. That's stupid. They have to buy makeup. They don't have to buy these things, but it's the norm. Most women do. And I feel bad for that. And then obviously, periods. Oh my God, they have periods? I can't imagine bleeding out of my dick for 3 days straight and then being an asshole, you know? Or the big one, pregnancy, you know? Just imagine a football for guys out there, the meatheads. Just imagine a football coming out of your fucking ass. Just saying. Just saying. Or they're like, the football's not coming out, so we're just going to cut your stomach open and get the football out. Your asshole will be fine. Like, that's your relief? Like, Jesus. Women have it harder than men. Barbie helped me, like it's reassurance, it's confirmation, it's stuff I already knew. It hit me because I believe it and I knew it, but it's not changing anyone. I thought it was a fine film, but outside of that whole like message that it was trying to send, I don't think it was Oscar worthy. So I think we can we're fine on the snubs. You know what I mean? It happens. As long as you know Barbie was a great movie, who gives a shit about these awards? Do people still care about the Oscars? I've been reading up, you know, I read the Emmys and the Golden Globes, and now I'm reading the Oscar nominations because it's something topical and it's something interesting. And as a fan of film, I like to see films get recognized. And I'm glad Barbie got as much recognition as it did. I think it should, all the recognition that it did get should be appreciated because this was, when people heard they were making a Barbie movie, I don't think anyone thought it was going to be fucking at the Oscars. It's nominated for Best Picture. What more? That's the big one. That's the big kahuna. So, who cares? Who cares? Ryan Gosling probably will not win anyway. It's probably going to Downey Jr. I get it, it's the whole principle of the thing, but it's like Barbie is a fantastic movie. And they won't get the chance to even compete for an award in Best Actress or Best Director to prove that it was a fantastic movie. But you don't have to have those things. Just go on Rotten Tomatoes and look at the reviews. See all the men and women that loved this movie. Awards are dumb. Fuck awards. Anyway. Also, though, Saltburn should have been nominated, though. Fucking pissed about that. So that'll be the end of this Oscar segment. And if I offended you about this, I apologize. This whole Barbie thing. Note, it should be noted, I loved that movie. I had a really good time watching it. I was glued to the screen for a lot of it. Like, I couldn't look away, especially when Gosling was on screen. But, like, don't put your energy somewhere else. Shift that energy somewhere that really needs it, because you're not going to change the Oscars. They're not going to see your post on Facebook and be like, oh shit, you see her from some south suburb of Chicago? She's upset that Barbie didn't get nominated more. We should probably take out people that did get nominated and throw in Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig. It's not going to happen. So, who gives a shit about the Oscars? Don't be upset. Barbie was a huge achievement, probably way more than it like was projected, and probably way more than anyone thought it would. So appreciate that, because in my opinion, the Barbie being as much of a success as it was, that's a score for the women. That's a point for women in this whole men versus women war that is constantly going on. Barbie was one of the highest grossing films, if not the grossing film. I don't have the numbers on that. But that, like that fact alone, that is good for women. Fuck yeah. All right. I hope women know I'm on that. Like, I love women. Women are great. Yeah. And there's a lot of ways that women are great. But I'm gonna stop there before I say something stupid. I think I'm gonna end on a good note. Women, I know you're upset. But I promise you, this is not that big of a deal. It's not. So, all right. Whew. We're going to end that segment. What a rant, huh? This might be that viral moment. We'll see. We'll see. Probably not, though. All right. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we got some football to talk about. I just noticed how bad it is. I just go on this whole rant about, like, why Barbie was so good and women are awesome and, like, you know. And then I'm like, yeah, here we go. We're going to talk about football. Let's switch that up a little bit. I was getting a little too little too prissy right there. You know what I mean? That was not intentional, but whatever. All right, we'll be back. Here we go. All right, everybody, we are back. Feel Good Friday. We got some football to talk about. Let's talk about some man stuff, you know? We were just talking about Barbie for 10 minutes. Time to talk about man stuff. We're going to talk about football and wings and titties. Probably. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, it was the divisional round. Now, we had the wild card weekend. It was super wild card weekend in quotes. By the way, before I get to football, I do want to clarify, like, I really liked Barbie. I enjoyed Barbie. Just because I don't think it should win any Oscars doesn't mean that it would, like, I disliked it or I'm trying to hate on it. I liked Barbie. It was a fun movie. All right? Can we get, like, I could like a movie and still not, like, still be like, I probably shouldn't win anything. I loved Space Jam growing up and Small Soldiers. But if I saw those get nominated for Best Picture, I'd be like, what the fuck? That's a weird one. So, just saying. It's possible to do both. Like, you don't have to get nominated for everything to, like, be recognized. You know what I mean? All right. Anyway, football. Let's talk about the real important stuff here. Thank you. It was the divisional round. Super, in quotes, wild card weekend, because it wasn't that super. A lot of blowouts. No blowouts in the divisional round. I'll tell you that. Well, there was one. There was one. There was four games. There was one. So with four games in the divisional round, that means we are down to seven games left. Well, the four games already happened. So we are down to three games, which is very sad. It's very sad. Three games of football left. That's all I'm getting. That's a bummer. But let's talk about what happened in the divisional round. Let's start off with the blowout. Ravens blew out the Texans 34-10. Texans kept a close first half. I think it was 10-10 at halftime. And then that second half, the Ravens just went off. They're like, all right, we're done. We're done fucking around. Let's do this shit. And they did that shit. They did that shit. The Ravens look good. I don't know if they're my Super Bowl favorites. It's hard to bet against the other team that's in the AFC Championship. But I would love to see the Ravens do it. You know, there's really no one that I'm particularly fond of on that team. Like, there are certain players I like on each team. Ravens, like, I could give a shit about Lamar Jackson. Mark Andrews, whatever. Odell Beckham, I don't like. Zay Flowers kind of seems like a diva already, and he's a rookie. I don't know. So, but I like the Ravens in general. I like that purple and black color scheme and just Baltimore, that B-town, like, B-more, let's go. And then you got Stavros rooting for him, a.k.a. Ronnie. So, Ravens are on to the AFC Championship. Let's see how that goes. Because their opponent will be the Chiefs and the Bills. Now, that was the big marquee matchup of the weekend because it's Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. I think it's like the third time they've played each other in the playoffs, but they play each other in the regular season, and it's always a good match. It's always a good duel, if you will, if you want to use some old terms. And this one was no different. Chiefs win 27-24. Heartbreaker for the Bills. Heartbreaker for the Bills. Had a 44-yard field goal attempt to tie it up at the end of the game. And Tyler Bass missed that shit wide right. If it were to happen to any team, it just seems like the Buffalo Bills are the team it's going to happen to. It's this team that no matter how good they look, something is going to happen and their dreams will be crushed. And it's sad. It's sad. Like Chicago, yeah, the Bears are disgusting, and even though they look better towards the end of the year, but like, I don't know, man. I feel like that, and Chicago's no stranger to losing a playoff game on a missed field goal. Double doink. Dare I say its name, double doink. But like, it just feels like Buffalo. I mean, the Four Falls of Buffalo is legendary. Four straight Super Bowls, and you don't win one. And that first one, you missed on a wide right field goal. Because you know Norwood's somewhere watching that like, oh, shit. No, I don't know if he was, like, traumatized. Like, he's watching that and he's traumatized, or if he's happy about it. Like, hey, maybe we'll stop talking about me. Thank you, Tyler Bass. Or maybe if he feels sympathetic. I don't know what he feels. He probably feels a bunch of emotions watching that. Because that probably brought back some demons that he thought were getting put to rest. But they are not put to rest. They are now alive and better than ever. But I'm sure Buffalo fans are handling it well. I mean, not handling it well. They're probably depressed, but they're not like sending Tyler Bass death threats or anything like that. Because that's just the kind of fan base that Buffalo is. They're loyal, they're faithful, they're crazy, they're passionate, but they're not awful people. This isn't like Philly or something like that, you know? So Bills did lose. I'm bummed. They had a lot of injuries on defense. For them to like make the playoff push that they did, get past that first round against what I thought was a tough Steelers team that was playing really well towards the end of the season. I think it's impressive they got that far. Josh Allen showed like he's a true leader. He kind of put the team on his back because Stephon Diggs hadn't had a game with over 100 receiving yards since like week 6 or some bullshit. So the number one receiver not getting over 100 yards since week 6 is kind of bonkers, but it is what it is. The Bills, hopefully that defense gets healthy next year. Hopefully they get some new help around it and they can finally make that run. Because, you know, everyone's saying like, oh, Mahomes doesn't need help. He has these crappy receivers and whatever. But Mahomes is great. Like, Mahomes is better than Josh Allen. I don't think there's any debate there. So for people to be like, oh, Josh Allen needs help, what a pussy. Like, no, like you need help to get past Mahomes. And Travis Kelce and Andy Reid and Isaiah Pacheco. And now that Chiefs defense that is top in the league. So Chiefs-Ravens is your AFC championship. As for the NFC, let's start with the Bucks-Lions first. I want to save the best for last. Can I save the best for last? I'm going to save the best for last. Bucks-Lions. Lions come out with the W. Bucks made it kind of interesting towards the end. It's 31-23. Detroit. Got out of Detroit with the W. That crowd seemed crazy. I would have given a lot to be there. Eminem was there. They came away with the win. The Bucks looked great against the Eagles. And I don't know, they had flashes. Like, I think Baker Mayfield may have done enough to, like, he keeps that starting job. And Goff is probably keeping the starting job in Detroit after getting him to the NFC Championship. But, again, I don't know what goes on in the NFL. We'll see. We'll see. But Bucks-Lions, glad the Lions won. Happy for Baker Mayfield for taking the Buccaneers as far as they did, because I don't think anyone expected that to happen. I think people expected that NFC South to be a shit show, so someone had to win it, but the Bucks, it was probably between the Saints and the Falcons for the most part, and then the Bucks kind of just came in there, and they were like, you know what? Baker Mayfield was like, we got a great running back, we got two solid receivers, like, let's go. Let's go, and the defense was still all right. But just couldn't do enough against Detroit. That Detroit offense is great. Ben Johnson, he's probably going to be head coaching somewhere else this year because that offensive scheme in Detroit, that shit's wild. That's fun to watch. So they're a fun team. They are going to the NFC Championship against the San Francisco 49ers. Not the Green Bay Packers. Suck a dick, Green Bay. Just suck another fat chode. Take it. Take it all, too. I want to feel the lips on the balls. Like, take it off. I'm sorry. That got explicit. And I can't lie and say I didn't intend it to. I get real nasty when I'm shit-talking the Packers. And this is something I'm trying to work on. I talked in my New Year's episode. Like, I kind of want to work on, like, caring less about sports. But as for now, I still hate the Packers. And I was depressed because the Bears kind of let them into the playoffs by losing against them in that last game. 17-9. Which, by the way, Packers put up more points than that. Like, they put up 48 or some shit against the Cowboys, which was a top defense. Then they put up 21 against the Niners, which was a top defense. So the Bears only allowed 17. And that wasn't, like, a throwaway game for the Packers. Like, they had to win that game to get into the playoffs. And the Bears, I think, I don't know. We'll see what happens in the offseason. But if their offense was better, they would have won that game. And we could have avoided this entirely, but I will say I do like watching the Packers lose, especially against the 49ers. The 49ers are Green Bay's daddy. The 49ers own the Packers. Now, this is becoming a storyline, so I'm sure eventually the Packers are going to beat the Niners in the playoffs, and it's going to be this big thing. But as for now, another year in the books where San Francisco has taken out Green Bay, much to my chagrin. Very happy about it, although I'm not too happy because Jordan Love looked great. The defense started playing well. I was like, what the fuck? And it's just going to be the Packers are already, like, back. Like, they didn't have a fucking rebuild. They were supposed to lose Rodgers and have a rebuild, whether it be for a couple years or more than that, a couple years, a decade, whatever. They skipped it. They skipped the fucking rebuild and they're just good again. It's just not fair. It really isn't. But for now, the Niners took care of business. They knocked them out of the playoffs. So goodbye, Green Bay. Enjoy the Super Bowl from your couch, motherfucker. So your NFC championship is the Niners against the Lions. AFC is the Ravens against the Chiefs. I will give you my picks right now. I will tell you what my heart feels, and I will tell you what my head feels. My heart feels Ravens-Lions Super Bowl. That's what my heart wants to see. I think that's what America wants to see. But I'll tell you what my head feels. My head says Chiefs-Niners. Now, the thing is, the Ravens, I can't say that because they're the better teams. Like, the Ravens are better than the Chiefs. The Ravens should win this game. But they probably won't, because A, Patrick Mahomes, you know, he's the new Tom Brady. You cannot bet against this guy. And B, God hates me, so the Chiefs are probably going to win. So there's that. The Niners-Lions I care less about. Like, I really want the Ravens to beat the Chiefs. I'm just kind of over the Chiefs, which I'm not, like, I don't hate them by any means. I'm just kind of over them, like... You know, we've done this dance. Let's get someone new in there. And they've done like Mahomes complains about some of the refs' calls here and there, but like, who the fuck doesn't? Then he'll come out and he'll apologize like the next day. And Kelce and Mahomes were like throwing, I don't know. Like, they do some shit that makes them like a little bit unlikable. But apparently they do more shit that makes them like they haven't, I haven't gotten a huge reason to dislike them other than them being great. You know what I mean? So, and they got Isaiah Pacheco too. And I fucking love that guy. He's probably my favorite running back in the league. That man runs angry. He runs like he bites people. That is a fact. He runs like he bites people. And that's true. And Andy Reid's awesome too. And this whole Taylor Swift thing, I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck about the Taylor Swift thing. I don't. There are people who are real mad about it, like mad. I could care less, man. Like, you know, Travis Kelce's happy. Taylor's happy. Can we just let people be happy? It's not like they're going in saying, hey, like, please show me this game. Like, panda me a bunch. Like, no. So, shut the fuck up about it, maybe, and let them be happy. I don't know. Just a suggestion. So, yeah, heart says Ravens-Lions, head says Chiefs-Niners. Speaking of head, I'm going to go find a prostitute because I cannot get any without paying. Kidding. Again, I'm not promoting prostitution, or am I? What was that corner again? Damn it. I think it was 159th and Cicero. Anyway, we'll think about it later. That's my football talk for the day. I kept it short and sweet. I hope you enjoyed that. Short and sweet. And when we get back, we are going to wrap things up. A little bit of Disney talk. Just a short little Disney segment to kind of nip this episode in the butt. Is it nip it in the butt or nip it in the bud? I think it's nip it in the butt, right? I'm going to look that up real quick. Because I kind of want to, I want to see. Nip it in the butt. It is the bud. Nip something in the bud. Suppress or destroy something at an early stage. Well, this episode isn't an early stage. It's towards the end, so I think I used that phrase wrong. Look at this. This is a learning moment right now. We're learning. Nip it. It's not nip it in the butt. B-U-T-T. It's nip it in the bud. B-U-D. And it's to end something early. Whereas I've, you know, been talking for about an hour now. So I am not nipping this in the bud. I don't know what the opposite of nipping this in the bud is, but that's definitely not what I'm doing. I'm doing the opposite. So I apologize for getting that phrase wrong, but if you didn't know what the phrase was or what it meant, then now you know. So you're welcome for that too. It's kind of like, you know, I'm dumb, but you also may have learned something. You just didn't say it out loud because you're smarter than that. So, all right. One more break, come back, wrap this thing up, a little bit of Disney talk. I'm sure, like, you know, you're like, hey, man, you're 30. Why are you talking about Disney? Just so, you know, I watch it all the time now because I have Finn, so I notice things, and I appreciate Disney because Finn loves it. I loved it as a kid. My family loves it. I have a lot of loved ones that love it. It's supplied a lot of great memories for me, my friends, my family. So I appreciate Disney. So, but there was something I want to talk about. It's not like I said, like I keep saying, like there's something I want to talk about. Like it's a serious thing. It's not. It's about Disney and it's my podcast, so you know it's not gonna be serious. I'm not like, hey man, Disney touched me, you know, something like that. I don't know why Disney the company would touch, but you know what I mean. It's not that. It's very lighthearted. So we're gonna take a break and then we're gonna talk about that. And then we're gonna end the episode and then I'm going to make another episode and I'm just gonna boom boom back to back release this shit because I'm in a mood right now. You know what I mean? I'm in a mood. Actually, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait till the AFC NFC Championship. Then I'm good. Then I'll make the next episode so I can talk about that. All right. Formulating my mind, you know, my play out loud. Guarantee you do not give a fuck. So I'm gonna stop talking. All right, everybody, and we are back. Episode 97, Feel Good Friday. We are gonna wrap this thing up burrito style. We're gonna wrap this thing up mummy style under wraps, which is a Disney movie. I wanted to talk about Disney. I know I mentioned that probably too many times in the previous segment. I don't know why I kept being like, yeah, we're going to talk about Disney. And then I'd talk about something for a minute, and then I'd be like, well, we're going to talk about, like, I don't know why I was making it such a big thing. It's really not a big deal. I just watched Once Upon a Studio with Finn. Finn really likes that. It's this short little, like, 15-minute special that Disney Plus put out. And basically, it's like the humans are leaving the Disney Animation Studios for the day. And on the way out, they're like, I can't believe Walt Disney made all these characters. That makes me so wet. And the guy's like, hell yeah, it does. Let me see that thing. And that's essentially, like, that's not verbatim, but essentially that's what they're saying. And then they look back at the office and he's like, if these walls could talk. And then they shut the door and then they pan over to a framed picture of Mickey and Minnie. And then boom. It comes to life, and Mickey's like, oh, those two are totally gonna fuck later. Did you feel that sexual tension? I could cut that shit with a fucking knife. And then, again, not verbatim, but essentially that's what he said. And then he's like, hey, Tinkerbell, get over here. Let me see that ass. Again, like, I'm probably butchering it. It's not exactly what he was saying, but he was like, hey, Tink, get over here. Is everyone gone? And Tink's like, yes, daddy. And then, although Tinkerbell doesn't talk, but that's kind of what she was saying. Like, you get body language, you know what I mean? Body language, that's what she was saying. He was like, all right, you know what to do, or something like that. And then all the pictures start coming to life, and all the characters start coming out of the pictures, and it's this really cool moment, this really cool thing, and, you know, you see all these, like, different Disney characters from different movies interacting. And one of the dogs got crumbs on the couch. What else is new? The dog's just trashing the place. Theo has destroyed so many of Finn's toys. If Finn knew that, if Finn was aware that it was Theo destroying, like, he'd be pissed. He'd be like, Theo, you are no longer my best friend. You're actually an enemy now. But anyway, enough about the dogs destroying property. Back to Once Upon a Studio. It's a really cute special, and you see all the characters interacting, like Moana and Flounder, and then, I mean, the list goes on and on. There's, you know, everything from even the old classic ones, like you got Fantasia and Sleeping Beauty and, oh my god, Alice in Wonderland. And then you got, like, Lion King and Hercules. You got Mulan in there. You got Pocahontas, Peter Pan, just everything, you know. Robin Hood. Robin Hood's great. And then they go to take a group picture outside of the studio, and everyone's getting together. And then Goofy, you know Goofy, he's climbing up the ladder, and it's this rickety old ladder. And you're like, uh-oh, some shenanigans are about to happen. This doesn't look good. This doesn't look good. And Finn, looks at me, and he's like, what's going to happen, Dad? And I'm like, I don't know, but it doesn't look good, son. And And then he gets up there and he's like, "Gorsh, I'm gonna take this picture and jerk off to it later." Again, not verbatim, just essentially what he says. And then he goes to take the picture, but he's like, he's kind of stumbling around, and then boom, he falls off the ladder and the camera breaks. He breaks the camera. How are they gonna take a picture without a camera? And then Stitch walks up to the camera and he starts to eat it. Because, you know, that's typical Stitch activities. Typical Stitch activities. Typical 626 activity right there. I always, Shorzy's my little experiment 626. She's my little Stitch. She makes sounds that I'm convinced she's an alien. There's sounds that come out of her that I'm like, that's not a dog. That's definitely not a dog. Let me give all this light to my dogs right now during this last segment. I mean, it hasn't really been compliments, but they're getting their 15 minutes. We'll say that. Anyway, so Goofy breaks the camera because he's a fucking moron. And then everyone's pissed. And they're like, I guess Eeyore's in it. Of course Eeyore's in it. And of course he is the one to say, this little Debbie Downer. Of course he's the one to say, well, I guess we'll try again in the next 100 years. And I'm going to go cut my, you know, typical Eeyore stuff. So then they're like, wait a second. And then the little rooster from Robin Hood starts playing his little mandolin at the top of the studio. He starts playing When You Wish Upon a Star. And everyone starts singing it. And it's this really, and there's like a couple emotional moments in it. Like that's one, because When You Wish Upon a Star is like the Disney song. That's like, don't get me wrong. There are probably hundreds of great Disney songs throughout the years. Some of the best soundtracks ever. Especially if you count the Marvel soundtracks, Guardians of the Galaxy. Technically, those aren't original songs, but you know what I mean. There are a lot of great songs. But When You Wish Upon a Star is like the one. It's this like dreams come true. That's the whole thing of Disney. It's like, it's the happiest place on earth. That's where dreams come true. So it's this really emotional moment. Everyone starts singing. And then little Jiminy Cricket tops it off because, you know, that's his song originally from Pinocchio. He tops off the song, like everyone's singing, and then he comes in and we're like, oh, that's the original, that's the guy, little Jiminy Cricket. And then the little fixer upper guy from Wreck-It Ralph comes by and he fixes the camera, and then they put the ladder back together, like Hercules fixed the ladder. And then someone, I think one of the fairy godmothers, like does the little magic shit to Goofy and floats him up there so he doesn't have to climb up the ladder. Because, you know, Goofy's a fucking idiot. And he's shown literally just 5 minutes ago that he can't climb up a ladder with a camera. He's not that talented. I don't know what level of talent you have to be able to walk up a ladder, but Goofy doesn't have it. And that's a shame. That's a damn shame. So he gets him up there, though, and then they finally, you know, Goofy sets the timer on the camera so he can get in the picture because he's got to be in it. Selfish Goofy. Very selfish Goofy. So he gets in. The other emotional, and then they take the picture and then it's done. The other emotional moment is all the chaos is happening, and then Mickey walks up and there's a big picture of Walt Disney and slow music starts playing and he's like, it's mostly silence, but then, Mickey gets called, Minnie's like, Mickey, this pussy isn't going to eat itself. Again, something like that. I have to reiterate, because I don't want you to hear that and then watch it and be like, Minnie doesn't say that. It's something like that. I'm paraphrasing. Come on, lay off me. And then Mickey looks at Walt and he's like, well, gotta go, but thanks. On with the show. And just with the music and like the shots of this like kind of like slow motion zoom in of Mickey and of Walt, it is this moment that I did get emotional. I feel a lot, and I'm okay with feeling. If I feel something, that means I'm still alive. That means I still got it. Still got a pulse, still got a heart, still human. You know, because there are things that I should feel that, you know, for situations that I don't. I'm like, uh-oh, am I just like a vampire? Am I Dracula? Am I just emotionless? But then something like that happens. And I don't know. I just kind of think of, like I said in the last segment, like all the memories I have with Disney, going to Disney World, the Disney store in Chicago Ridge Mall. God, I mean, all the Disney movies I've watched, all the Disney merchandise I've had over the years. And now I get to start new memories with Finn. Finn loves Disney movies, specifically Pixar movies, which leads me to the thing I was upset about. I'm watching and I notice, like, you know, Moana and these Tangled characters and Zootopia. And I'm like, look at this. So they have that type of animation in there. I notice no Monsters, Inc., no Cars, no Bug's Life, no Brave. I don't know why I threw that one in there. No Up. You know, Doug wasn't in there. I expected Doug to be in there. Most of all, no Toy Story. And I'm like, what the fuck? These iconic Disney movies are getting snubbed. But I guess what they wanted to do was they wanted to, the special was to reflect the Disney Animation Studios side. So the bought out side was Blue Sky, Fox Animation, Touchstone, and Pixar. So that's why Sully and Mike Wazowski and Lightning McQueen and Woody and Buzz did not make the cut. But I just don't get, like, just because they're not from the Disney Animation Studios doesn't mean they're not an important part of the Disney history. There's literally a whole section at Disney Hollywood Studios in Orlando. So it was just there last March. There's a whole section of it's Toy Story Land. They get their own section of the park with rides and statues and mascots and restaurants and all this shit. And they couldn't even make the cut. So they were strictly Disney Animation Studios. They didn't want anything else, even though, again, like, Toy Story is the biggest one. Toy Story is the reason Pixar was so successful, because the original Toy Story. And then you had A Bug's Life, and then Toy Story 2, and then Monsters, Inc. and Cars came out, and The Incredibles weren't in there. That was a bummer, because The Incredibles are great. But yeah, so I was reaching out to some Disney execs, some higher ups, and I was like, hey guys, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Big old WTF. Where are my boys, Sully and Mike Wazowski? You know, where's Randall? I want Randall. I want Squishy. You know, but I didn't get them because they're not Disney Animation Studios. They are Pixar. So it is what it is. You know, you gotta pick your battles. I'm not gonna complain about this for too long. That'd be silly. It'd be like complaining that I don't know, an actress or a director didn't get an Oscar nomination. I'm not gonna let that ruin my day. That'd be nuts. That'd be really petty of me. I have bigger fish to fry. It all comes back. It's full circle. All right. So that's my time, folks. That's my time. If you can't see me right now, but I'm putting my hand up and I'm like, that's my time. You know what I mean? Just that motion to let you know, like, thank you. I'm done. I had a good time. I hope you had a good time as well. I got another episode coming out very soon. I just want to wait until the AFC-NFC happens, until we have our Super Bowl set, because I am going to talk about that. And then I will release that. I hope I can release this one on time. And yeah, that'll do it. That'll do, pig. That'll do. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for sticking around to the end. I know it's not easy sometimes. I know I went on some rants during this episode that you're probably like, Jesus Christ, why am I listening to this? I could be, you know, putting my intention somewhere else. But you did. You stuck around to the end, obviously, if you're still here. And I appreciate you. And first beer's on me if I ever see you again. Or if I ever see you at all. Because I got some new listeners in other countries. And we'll talk about that in the next episode. But it's pretty cool. You just, like, a new country pops up and you're like, holy shit, I got a listener in yada yadaville. That's not an actual country. Yada yadaville is not an actual country. I thought I should clarify. I don't think I needed to, but just thought I should. So anyway, Disney, just another thank you, and appreciate all the memories. You've been great. and you're making Finn's childhood very happy. He loves watching your movies. He's very happy when he watches your movies, and I'm happy when I see him happy. So that works out. But, you know, you could have thrown Mike Wazowski in there. Like, I get it, it's Pixar, but it's still Disney. Still Disney. You threw the chick from Wish in there, and Wish isn't even out on Disney Plus yet. That's, you know, whatever. Bigger fish to fry. Bigger fish to fry. So I'm out of here. Thank you all. Have a splendid weekend. Feel good on this Friday. If you can feel great, but don't feel bad. Life is too short to feel shitty. And I know things happen that make you feel shitty, but just do your best to brush it off. Do your best to ignore it. Do your best to block it out. Focus on the good in life. Find a silver lining. Find your positives and attach to it. I get it. Without pain, there is no joy. Without, you know, without struggle, there is no success, all that shit. But man, life is too short to have to like deal with that all the time. And I'm doing my best to not deal with that. I'm doing my best to rise above it. I'm doing my best to be happy. Be happier. You know, I don't want it to be a mask. Because people see me, they see this happy dude making a lot of jokes, talking about his wiener all the time. But, you know, there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of pain. Everyone's got pain. It's like Jameis Winston. Pain. Pain everywhere. His is physical. Mine's a little more. Mine's starting to get physical, too. I'm getting old. I hear things crack all the time that probably shouldn't crack. Whenever I bend down, I make a noise now. I have to, like, involuntarily, I'll be like, huh? And that's not good. That's not a good sign. I haven't been to the doctor in a while. I'm kind of scared to go back, if I'm being honest. But anyway, I'm rambling. Just have a great weekend. I love you all. Thank you so much. And be on the lookout for our next one. I'm not getting emotional. I don't know why I kind of trembled right there when I said, I was like I was about to cry. I'm not crying. I'm not emotional. I'm not watching Once Upon a Studio right now. So why would I be emotional? All right, y'all. Have a good weekend. Joe out. Joe signing out. Nah, that's a dumb one. Whatever. How do you know, man?